In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, I'm Max Balagde.
And I'm George Clark, and welcome to the Useless Hotline. Woo! TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
We did indeed, and the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
But it won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by some special guests.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, this week's guests aren't very special.
No. But they are guests.
Very true.
And George, so I mean, I've not seen you in God so long, maybe what, 2 days now? Crazy.
Gotta have been at least that.
It's almost like we're filming loads of podcast episodes so that we can have a break over Christmas.
Yeah.
Wild. But this one comes out on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
And some would say that Christmas and the general holiday season is a time for family.
Yeah.
Do an ooh again.
Oh, ooh, ooh. Family.
So that should give you a little bit of a hint as to who our guests are. Shut up, George. Shut up, George. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But I feel like we should just get straight into it unless there's anything that you wanna go over.
Nothing.
Nah, you don't care. Do you don't care about me? You don't care about anything. It's fine.
But what have you been up to, Max, huh?
Oh my God, what did I do? I did something.
Oh,
Shut up. I went to Jade Thirlwall's birthday party dressed as an emo.
Nice.
And you commented on the video, and I've waited for this moment to correct you, just because I wanted to make you feel like an idiot in public. So you commented, can't wait for the next Exploded Diaper concert.
Yeah.
But the band's called Loaded Diaper.
Oh, that's
oh my God, I bet George feels so small, so silly. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, kids, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I do feel very silly now, actually.
Yeah, you do, you should. Yeah. You should. And that's all I wanted to say, really.
Exploded Diaper is a little bit too...
bit graphic.
Yeah.
A bit too much.
That's a level up.
Yeah, it is. Maybe that's like the... but maybe that's when they break up and then they come back for a tour like 10 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
That'd
cute.
Be Reformed Diaper.
Oh.
Exploded would be when they broke up.
Made out of recycled materials.
And should we get our sisters in?
Yeah, yeah. I think they've arrived. Right, okay. There we go. Right, oh my gosh, right. George, I've just had confirmation from the receptionist that they've arrived.
Fantastic
look, they're
news.
Here
they are.
In,
come on in, girls.
Woo!
It's the sisters.
It's our sister.
Me, Max's biological grandma.
Would you like to introduce yourselves, ladies?
Sure. Yeah. I'm George's sister, Emily.
Woo!
I'm Max's sister, Ellie.
Ooh.
And together we're Emily and Ellie!
Yay!
This is so weird.
I know, it's really strange.
Even our names are quite similar.
Yeah, like, they are.
Emily.
Oh,
that should be really nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Emily that's with a speech impediment.
Emily.
Oh, God. I feel very weird that you're both here, and I also feel very uncomfortable because I just know that... but I know that my sister is literally going to probably ruin my life right now.
I will strive to.
So I'm scared. How are you feeling, George?
I feel like you wouldn't try and throw me under the bus. I said throw me under the bus, it'll be funny, but she was like, I just can't
do that.
The thing is, I try to do that all the time. Yeah. Too, so you
it
know,
sounds like we're very different people.
Right, well, what we do with most of our guests, when we get them to come on, you'll see you've got two lovely mugs there. If you could just have a look
brothers.
In... Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys.
You tried, it's all right. If you could please just have a look in that cabinet behind you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We're very excited for this moment.
So many sex toys.
Oh my god.
Come on, company
Ellie's
property.
Sorry, actually, it was placed here, I think. Is that correct?
If you could, Bob, please pour yourselves a drink.
Jesus.
Ellie, oh my god.
It's swiveling hard. I'm going to stay still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like me to grab yours?
Ooh, yes, please. What are you feeling?
I would say that middle section is horrible.
Steer clear from the, like, what's it called? The pineapple cream.
The pineapple cream
has genuinely been there for like probably 10 months and it's been
awful. They need to go.
It's not nice at all. But yes, oh wow, you both picked very well. Look, Ellie, we've got the same one. Look at us.
Yeah.
I haven't actually got one.
Would you like one?
Do you want more?
Yes, please, guys, thanks.
Oh, treat yourself.
Surprise me. How about that? Ooh, I'd say steer clear of the cream.
I don't think you'd get food poisoning. It's definitely
general rule of thumb.
Audio.
Oh yeah, you can let them know.
Oh my gosh, Emily is clearly an avid fan. Oh my gosh. So yeah, so Emily, if you would just like to describe to the audio listeners what you are doing with that cam, please.
I have just opened it up.
Oh. Specifically the thumb. Not that specifically, audio listeners.
Thanks. Just down the reach. Thanks, Ellie.
Just had the Georgia little octa drink.
Oh, the ASMR. Look at this. Go on, Ellie. Oh,
that's a good crack.
That was great.
I said that to a leg day before.
Oh my god. And yeah, for the listeners, Ellie is now
I'm now pouring.
I chose to ignore that actually. Just out of, I think I had a trauma response there.
But guys, fruity. This is amazing.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You are very welcome. I feel like this is, you know, perfect episode for you all to be
here.
Oh, jumping the gun a little bit there, guys.
I can't reach, but let's pretend.
A little bit premature.
There we go.
There you go.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, George. There we go.
Thanks very much.
I'm not drinking out of that, actually. That's from last episode. Oh my god, there's literally mold. No, right, anyway, let's just leave it there. It's fine.
Why did you not look at your mug before you?
I'm just going to drink it out of this because I'm not going to get poisoned.
Nice.
Yeah. Right, guys.
It smells like a salad but tastes like a fruit.
Oh, okay.
That's my feedback on that.
Yeah. Well, I thought that we should first just dive into some general, you know, chit chat. I know, obviously, you quite well, Ellie. Oh, George. For the audio listeners, George is attention seeking.
George is now scooping and scraping his Invisalign out for all.
I wouldn't show that off.
No.
No, yeah, definitely needs a
big
swill.
Strand of
some. Make an edit of that one.
Yeah. Oh my god. Emily, what is the age difference between you two?
2.5 years, right?
2.5 years.
Is it 2.5 years?
Sometimes 3.
Oh, okay. Depends if it's a leap year.
It's 2.5, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, then.
But it's not sometimes 3.
I know, but sometimes
during that time you are 3 years older at some point.
Okay. Yeah. So
how many school years apart were you?
Three,
I guess.
Right, so you got the experience. Did you go to the same school?
We did.
Oh. Yeah. See, me and Ellie never got, because we are 7 years apart. So literally,
are you?
As
7 years apart.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Very young.
You do.
I do.
And I look very old.
Yeah. I assumed you were the younger sister.
Yeah, of course. All right, George, she's not interested. She's gay. what was I going to say? Yeah, so we never got the experience of being at school
together.
At the same time. Because literally, as you left school, I then joined that one.
Well, we didn't go to the same school anyway. Max went to one for disadvantaged and struggling youth.
Shut up. I was literally like, what? Did I not go to the same school as you? That really confused me
even
there.
Even our sister, my mum had us all at like, to be honest, like trajectories apart where when one child became sufficient, she
with
then
you.
Had another one.
Love that.
Which I just think is dumb.
It's stupid, actually. Yeah, we've told her that before. I mean, she's due another.
Any day.
That's just prolonging parenthood.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
She's been a parent, like our sister is she's 16.
32 years.
So
you could have just
legally
said what your age is. That would have been easier.
I know, but yeah, but I'm saying, because our younger sister's 16, though, she can't, like, she's still
right.
on the cusp
of,
like,
you. She's
still
always had a young child, is what you're saying.
For 32 years.
Yeah, that's long.
That's too
much.
Who could
be arsed with
I
that?
Couldn't.
That's like right now, me having a 16-year-old.
I would have put my last one down if that was me.
I would have put it down if it were you as well.
Right. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Why don't Uber leg these make funny jokes?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
now Max
crazy.
Has got two bullies at the table.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. But yeah, I want to dive into, I mean, obviously I know George. Yeah. Don't want to dive into George, that's disgusting.
Just clarify. Straight.
No, nope, not happening. But yeah, I think that this is going to be a really great episode because we're going to get to like learn more. I'm going to learn hopefully more about George.
Baby and George.
Maybe people are going to learn more about me. I'm sure that my sister has picked out all the nice parts of my life to talk about.
I'm very disinterested, so it's hard to. Yeah. I'm more interested to hear about baby George.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Thank God. Yeah, you sound like this the YouTube cute. Comments. Thank you. So I thought that we could play a game of Mr. and Mrs., otherwise known as Brother and Sister.
I said brother and sisters.
Brother and
sisters.
Yeah. 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 You're
sister.
But that's hard because you can be the brother and you can be the sissy.
Hey!
Oh,
right. Okay.
Keep it going. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Just saying, this energy.
It's called bullying. People just dressing it up.
Oh my God. Right. So I'm going to do, let's all just do a magical transition. Should we all clap? Okay. And then when we'll all swap. And we'll be in different places. Are you ready?
Okay.
It'll make sense in the edit. 3, 2, 1. Whoa! Oh my God. I didn't even know that teleportation existed.
Crazy.
Look at that. Look at brothers and sisters together.
Together forever. Wow.
Look at this. Oh, you can touch me. Ellie, they did a proper hug. Come on, we have to do it.
Look at that.
Right, so.
I love that.
So the rules of this game are that me and Ellie have come up with some questions and you two have come up with some questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to ask each other and then we're going to blindly say who is most likely to do that certain thing.
Are we pointing or are we making it audio listener friendly and just saying the name of the person?
We can't. Yeah, say the name of the person. Yeah. That's actually better.
You're welcome, audio listeners.
Right, so do you want to go first and ask us the first one?
Okay.
We'll put our backs to each other, really.
You don't really need your backs.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that. Said, there's a person at your downstairs.
Yes. No, we have a camera.
I don't want to know what that is.
Yeah, I have a camera in my house and we get a notification. It's really
there's
fun.
There's a person
actually.
At your downstairs.
Yeah, it's just Andrew walking around.
Yeah, I was going to say, Andrew would start the role play there.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
My granddad's watching.
Yeah. Well, I said this every episode.
Shout out to Grandad.
It's a bit
Grandad.
Like that.
Hey, should we do a quick shout out to all of our families?
Yeah. Okay.
You guys go first.
Shout out, who watches these? Do Mum and Dad watch them?
I think so.
Oh, shout out Mum and Dad.
Woo!
Grandad.
Grandad, shout out you.
Anyone else?
Josh will be watching.
Oh,
that's Emily's fiance, for those not in the know.
Who will be watching us? Shout out to nobody.
that was a what's
we
a
can force them on
tumbleweed.
Christmas.
Tumbleweed. That's it. Yeah. Mothball.
Really large.
Cue the mothball.
I think we could force our family to watch this.
Our auntie watches.
Absolutely. Shout out to Auntie Sue. Auntie Sue watches.
It'll be around Christmas, so you'll be watching at the same time.
Yeah. Grandma, we'll make Grandma watch if she can work it out.
It depends what's said. I'm not committing to anything.
Okay.
Until we've changed.
Mom, Dad.
Until what he has said.
Love you all. Martha, little sister Martha. Martha might listen. She won't listen. She don't give a shit. Right, okay. Brother and sister. You go.
So just say the name. So instead of you or me, say Max or Ellie.
Okay. And count us down as well. So we say it at the same time.
Who got told off the most?
Right.
3, 2, 1.
Max.
Yeah, I'd say
I feel like sure. I randomly went like quite badly behaved in high school.
No, you were funny in high school, but you were an arsehole when you were little. But you were naughty when you were little.
No, I was at school. I was. Oh, like, are you about in the home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you meant like in general.
But you got put in a home.
Oh, I thought you meant
when I got ripped apart from the family. Do you not remember it?
I thought you meant in general.
Well, yeah, in general, I guess. That means like everything, doesn't it?
Yeah,
probably me then. Although you had some highlights. I mean, didn't you like throw a chair once? I don't know.
Disgusting.
No, down the stairs.
Down the stairs
towards our mother. Not
any,
her.
Any reason?
I was 27 and no.
You were what?
No, it was when I was a stroppy teen.
Trick Max every time.
Yeah. That was a stroppy teen.
Great times.
But I wasn't that naughty. I was quite good.
No, I was just like,
you were bratty as a little boy. Yeah. You were bratty.
So I would hate to have looked after you as a. I hate to look after you now.
Yeah. It was very whiny and like naughty, I get that. And demanding.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
used to be really demanding. Very like, naughty. Maybe
it's going great, guys. I'm so glad you came.
Yeah. He was like maybe between the ages of like 3 and 5, like. Just toddler. He was he had a really unhealthy obsession with Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh my god.
And
oh,
he choo-choo. Would call them his engines like that. Yeah. I know, George, you're gonna love this episode. So and he would demand engines, and if he didn't get an engine for anything that he did, like if he got to like put your car, like get ready for school, Max, or get ready for nursery, no, you won't get an engine this week. And he'd be like, my engines. Oh, and he used to have
first of all, I didn't have an accent like that.
And he used to list them. He had this poster on the back of his bedroom door, and before bed he'd sit down and he would list all 50 engines, and he would sit there going like, Thomas, Gordon, Percy, Bertie.
I'm so glad you came, Elliot.
Do you know what his favourite engine was? You know, don't you?
It's called like Lady.
Lady.
Oh, of course.
Oh, the female engine.
Lady.
Like, eerie foreshadowing of things to come.
And Max would be like, where's Lady?
Why do you keep speaking as if I was like fucking Prince George? Where is Lady?
Where are my engines?
Yeah. I was probably like, where's my engines?
No, you were very shrill, like, where's my engines?
Oh.
Right, yeah. Moving on.
It's so it was good.
Quite moving on. Because of his engines.
That's so nicely funny. Covered. Who got told off the most?
Right. This one is for you guys.
Okay. Ready?
Who do your parents like more? 3, 2, 1.
Emily.
Emily.
No, they don't.
That's valid. That's valid.
No, they don't really.
Thanks, Mum and Dad.
No, it's just I remember to like talk to my parents, you know? Right. Check yeah, in.
Yeah.
I organise the gifts.
Right.
Geo okay. just signs, you know?
Yeah.
Signs on dotted line. Yeah. But they do love you, really.
Aww.
Do they?
Absolutely.
That's nice of them, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, they're very proud of you.
Oh, no, they're very supportive weird. Parents.
They are. Yeah, gorge. Yeah. Gorge times.
No.
That was what the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
I'm loving this episode already.
That was quite scary, actually.
Right. Oh. Do you want to do the next one? You can switch it up if you want, or you can go for that one.
Okay. Who's more straight?
Oh, more straight.
Oh my god, okay, wait, let me think this through. Okay, right, I've got an answer.
I don't know. I'm scared of your reasoning, the things you might say.
Oh my god, actually this is so difficult.
I said I didn't want this to get sexual, and I feel like that's the way it's gonna go.
It doesn't have to get sexual.
Not like, no,
what do you mean? We're not all about
let's prove it right now.
You just have to say
prove
that.
Prove it. Your listeners, it's getting wild here, okay? You can't see what's happening, but my sister just took a top off.
Yeah,
the table.
Dear listeners. Okay, I don't know. I
want
this
say the person's
fair.
Name. Right, as okay, well, okay, yeah, okay.
Right, I'm ready.
Counting in, man. Count them in.
I'm sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Max.
Oh. Ooh.
Right, okay, well, my thought process at first was that I had a girlfriend, whereas Ellie never had a boyfriend.
How do you with know? You. I had so many boyfriends.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
So that kind of leans towards it. However, if you were to look at us on based on, like, stereotypes, mm-hmm. I had a bob. Yeah. I had a bob, I did gymnastics, and my favourite TV show was Glee. So...
Telltale Signs.
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
But then I got a full goalkeeper's outfit for my 10-year
yes,
10
year
old
birthday.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
And
the first time my mum made me go to football like training, I burst into tears when they said that we were going to be dribbling. Because I thought it meant like spitting on the floor.
Yeah.
And I remember it still in my head as like a really traumatic event. So again, that's so gay.
It is.
However, your favourite shows were things like Shameless. Not Shameless, what was it called?
Shameless.
Skins. And my sister actually, there was this like one lesbian character in Skins. And oh my God, it was so great. My sister, I remember she made me watch it the night before she did this thing. And she was like, I'm going to dye my hair the same color as this girl. And this girl had like, do you remember kind of like Frankie from the Saturdays?
Yes, it was the cut, wasn't it?
But it was platinum blonde. So it was like all coming down, short hair.
Right.
So she was like, I'm going to get this hair color. And I was like thinking, okay, that's a bit interesting. Next day, she got her friend to box bleach her hair in the shower.
We didn't know about toner.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. We didn't understand.
I went ginger at one point.
And then it was my dad's wedding, very close after.
Oh, they accused me of trying to ruin the wedding.
Yeah, well,
because I was that ugly. Yeah. Like, can you imagine being so unattractive? Someone is actually like,
you did this on purpose.
You're trying to ruin my big day with your fucking
breasts
and hair.
You were bad. And do you know what? It was valid, because it was bad.
It was bad.
There's a picture of me where we got hairdressers to come to the house because I refused to leave the house, and I'm sobbing and you're giggling in the background, and my mum took this picture and I'm like, but proper like red blotchy snot here. It was awful, and I pretended for about 2 days I loved it.
Yeah, she was like, walking around it. Like, I like having
this
yellow hair.
Like, yeah, I love it.
No, it was awful. So I'd say
really
that
bad.
I don't know then. Who would we decide?
I was just going to say, you've put your dick in a girl. That's where I was going.
Ellie! It didn't need you to do that.
There was ever made Max.
You do the point.
He's never reacted like this before. This is great.
The only reason I know that is because of this podcast.
So, you don't have to say. You're there like, oh my God, I'm so worried it's going to get sexual. 2 minutes later, you're
straight
saying that.
No, I was wanting to get it out there. That was my reasoning. Oh my that God. Was my reasoning.
Okay, right, I'm more
see,
straight.
Now you know how I feel.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, I feel sick.
Smashed it, girl. Well,
right, we're moving on.
Next.
Right, Ellie, you read out the next one. Which one shall
we
use? Maybe.
Shake, what
are
you pointing at?
No, the one after.
Who's
just that one?
Who is the most spoilt?
Ooh. I've got my answer.
Are you ready?
Have you? Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Emily. You're
the
such
most
a,
loved
you're
in the
such a daddy's
I
girl.
I am a daddy's girl. I am.
You can tell whenever you want something from dad because your voice completely changes.
It does. I'm like, dad. Yeah. Can I have this?
You also have an ill voice that you put on.
An ill voice?
Yeah. Whenever you ring them, you want sympathy.
I'd say I have a voice.
She has a voice she puts on when she's ill, like,
I really would did want to come and see you today. But
yeah,
I'm just
too ill. I'm sick.
I'm sick.
Oh, that's quite mean. It's just my voice.
Just my dainty
just
little
my,
voice.
Yeah, just my little girl voice. Wow.
Did you ever like fight over like you got this and you got this? Because I feel like because we're so far apart in age, we got very different things, so we never really had that.
I mean, I still complained. You just didn't know you were too busy surrounded by engines.
No, I don't think so.
Our parents make
very
it
fair,
like,
aren't they?
Yeah, they
okay.
Deliberately like track down pretty much to the pound
everything
how much they've spent on each other.
Right,
I think
right,
that's
right.
A
very cute.
Yeah. Way to go about
written
it.
In the notebook.
Yeah. Our grandma does that, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Your one grandchild, like if she gives you like £3, you'll get a call being like, oh, I gave because of whatever. Walk of cheese, so I need to give you a fiver.
Yeah, she
like,
literally.
Well, that was a nice Christmas.
That with the cheese. That's a real example.
So genuinely, our grandma gave one of our cousins a block of cheese.
No, I think I was the chief recipient. Cheese recipient, I think actually.
No, the chief recipient.
The chief
recipient.
She
gave it to Andrew. You said.
Oh,
she gave it to Andrew, and then she gave you the amount of money
that the cheese would have been. That is very fair.
Like why are we just like glossing over that? Like we're trying to figure out who the cheese got given to, not why was cheese getting given to anyone.
I don't know really. I think maybe
just
going
fair. Cheese like is expensive these days.
Yeah.
Just been a nice bit of cheese.
Bit
I don't
cheese.
Know.
Yeah.
Bit of cheese.
Right, you guys up next.
Okay.
Oh. This Emily came up with this one, so blame her.
Okay.
Whose partner do your parents prefer?
Well, Becky's been around for like 10 years longer than Andrew.
Well, don't start giving reasonings out.
Should we just answer it?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Wait,
Max.
What are we saying? Wait.
Well,
I meant
that's
Becky
just ruined the game.
Or Ellie. I was going to say like us.
Right, well, I'm just going to back myself because I think Becky's a bitch. Becky, if you're watching this is a call out, all right? Fight me.
I just feel you would lose
Becky.
That fight.
I would lose that fight.
I think, yeah, she's been around longer.
Mm.
As in she's older or she's been with you longer?
Both. How long have you and Becky been together now? Like 10
nine.
Years?
9 years.
Nearly and they're married.
Oh, and yeah.
And me and Andrew have been together coming up to 3 years. But I think my mum fancies Andrew a little bit. So I think that wins points.
Yeah, slightly.
Who's going to break the news to her?
Every
I
time
really like this friend you keep bringing around, Max.
Every time that I speak about him, she just goes, oh, make sure he never breaks up with you.
Aww.
And I'm like, do you know the reason that I'm going to break up with him?
Like, because we're all like, we can't let Andrew break up with Max because then we would have to deal with Max. Like, that's the main reasoning for that. Wow. It's not an I love Andrew. It's like, we've seen... We're now on the good side of things. We don't want to go back.
But also, you've experienced Max single in his age before TikTok.
Yeah,
you've never experienced
it. Would now be, that would be.
Oh, that would be horrific.
That would be horrific.
That would be unbearable.
That would be. I don't. I honestly think I would go off the rails in such a critical, life changing way.
I think I'd have to like. Consciously uncouple from you. Lost away from you completely.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
I think my mum loves, she likes them both for different reasons.
I think she likes them both for different reasons.
I genuinely do. Mm.
They're very different people.
They're very different people.
Well, they're not.
I'm
actually,
glad that was the answer as opposed to just, oh yeah, no, it's Andrew. Yeah.
No, I just knew that Ellie would say Becky, so I was like, I can't also just like fuck Andrew over like that.
So but I feel like my mum likes Becky because she tidies up when she comes around and she likes Andrew because he's like so polite.
Yeah, we're so extremely rude.
Yeah, you're saying Andrew's messy. Yeah,
Becky's just
rude.
Becky's gone past that now. She's at the point where she can like yell at them.
Yeah. And it's just accepted.
Just like get involved in like,
yeah. Go to your room.
Oh well, we love them all. We love them all. We love them all.
Because George doesn't obviously have.
That's no, that's not
never
rubbish.
Has, and probably never will.
No,
yeah.
So it's yeah. Just
sweaters.
Yeah.
Thanks for them. Just the fine. Not that every family gathering, it's not get doesn't get mentioned.
I know. They always sort of look like waiting at the door. Is anyone else coming in?
Do you think?
Just yeah.
Do you think? I often think this to myself. Do you think our family think I'm gay?
I mean, someone has asked me once.
I just believed you.
It's because I was telling the truth.
Have they not? Are they actually?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm not going to divulge that on the podcast.
Emily's nodding and grinning.
I mean, like, it's quite rare. It's
how
not
old are you?
He's, are you
24 now.
Oh, yeah. So you did have that really nice girlfriend when mum was ill. Remember?
Yeah.
She was good at, what was it,
nine? I was like year nine again.
Yeah, I don't know if you count those 12. Relationships.
No,
but
I wouldn't count that. I like to tell him that he's never had a girlfriend, yeah. So I'm not going to count that one.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, no, but you've had friends.
That sounded not true.
Sounded like you were making that up.
You really
had friends,
friends,
right?
Imaginary ones out there.
Sounded like you were asking him more than
that. I've had friends, yeah.
Just to clarify.
Just not female.
Girlfriends. Yeah. No. Mm.
See, that doesn't help the gay agenda, actually,
no.
As well.
No. I've seen obviously him. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, evidently.
I was thinking I was going to get hit. Yeah. I can't breathe a sigh of relief right now.
There's a reason we're both on this side of the desk.
Away. No.
Oh, bless him.
But no, one day it will be a situation where we can double date, you know? But
that'd
until
nice.
Then, you're just the wheel, aren't you?
Yeah,
I'm my favourite third wheel. You
what
know?
Sort of person do you think George would need to find for it to be a girlfriend?
A girl. Yeah. A pulse.
Did you just say blind? Quietly whispered.
If anything, that's worse than only Max heard it.
I heard him whisper something and then I realised afterwards.
I kind of forgot it was a podcast for a second. Yeah. I don't know whether to say that or not.
Right, go on, Emily, what do you think?
I feel like they have to match your like humour because you're very like witty and funny.
Questionable.
Say that again.
And I guess also just understand your life now.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Valid.
Yeah.
Understand that people will be stopping me in the street.
People will want pictures.
I think you want someone who's not who is kind of out of that as well.
I agree.
Because you kind of on the thing is...
What are you saying about Andrew?
Yeah, well.
Not that I fancy Andrew.
It's all coming out now. What's your opinions, guys?
Not on Andrew. Yeah.
I think I got really lucky because I met Andrew before
I kicked off. Yeah. Mm.
Whereas it is difficult now. That's why people tend to date other people that are in the same industry. Yeah. But then with that comes...
You end up in a bubble, I think.
Yeah, you end up in a bubble and you end up with
loads of
people.
I mean, you and Andrew
people.
Are very on the cusp of that bubble of like...
Yeah, but we don't like...
First world problems.
I feel like you're in a very good place though with your... Like your relationship is public, but it's not like
but
everything
it's still
about
private
it is.
Part.
Like,
know much about it. Like, they see... Like,
yeah, but we keep your private parts off. Yeah. You said that as a ground rule.
You've not seen his only
channel. I'll subscribe later.
His close friends.
It works really well, I think, because... We both, yeah, like we met each other before that. Whereas, like, if I was to meet somebody now who wasn't in the world, I would have it in the back of my mind that they had,
yeah,
like
not
a
nice intentions
or something.
Yeah.
It's also I just thought as well because you've sort of grown to get like people. You've grown whilst he's been in the picture. It's not been like you're a soft or hard launching. Like,
yeah, no, it's just
it's like, not like suddenly everyone goes, oh wait, who is this person?
Exactly.
Then?
When I first did, so I probably had like 20,000 Instagram followers, which is like nothing at all. Like, oh my God, what not? when I did post him like on my story for the first time. And then after that, we would go out and people would like message him loads, like deliberately try to like break us up. Like it happened very often in like the first 6 months.
It was hard. I found it hard. You know, I just had to keep messaging.
Avoid him.
And people kept sending him nudes.
He's blocked that one. Make a new burner account.
But after that, I think because we've been together now for so long, people are like, they don't even bother.
And it's very
boring. But I think they also like you as a couple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I agree.
I like it,
Not individuals, but
no,
together.
Just as the couple. Yeah, you've got to sit together.
That makes sense. Right. Okay, who asked the last question? Was it us?
I think...
I don't know. I ended up getting called single somehow.
Oh, it was spoiled. It was spoiled. So it's, yeah.
No, it was whose partner do your parents prefer?
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's
us.
You have to do in the thing.
Right, okay. I'm really...
Whose partner do our parents prefer?
It's a hard one.
Josh or no one. Yeah, that'd be really savage. I think they'd choose nobody.
That's Joshy.
You ask it.
I feel like the answer's too obvious.
Yeah, I know, but it's great.
I hate that. I don't want to hear the question.
I know. Yeah,
okay.
The fact she said that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is the most likely to die alone?
He's horrible.
Aww.
Oh, I feel like that's obvious.
I can't say.
Because of the running gag, you know?
Well, George is the running gag. Yeah. Right, okay, are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Oh,
Emily said it was hard for you to say.
It was.
That,
it just
that's
came
nice.
Out. But you may get like pets or.
Emily's polite. Petting.
It's like,
no,
oh,
yeah, I can have a pet.
No, I'm joking, babes. No.
Nice little gerbil.
So what toys last? Very
not
long
an hour
time.
Fucking
I
else,
know
I did see that
yeah.
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 Don't do that.
That was really sad.
Oh yeah, should we move on from the topic of George being alone forever?
I thought
George's podcast. Yeah, that's why it's
happy to upset. Oh right, okay,
and the bad thing is he wasn't alone. Yeah, zippy.
Yeah, true. George is actually the only one still alive now.
George died a few months ago. I rang you and cried about it
a few months ago.
Yeah, you were in Ibiza and I rang
you. I feel like I saw a video about this.
Oh shit, yeah.
Zippy's alive.
Oh my God, I thought we were all dead then.
No,
fuck me.
I might be adopting Zippy.
That's a good idea.
To save him.
Yeah.
Let's be real. a rescue mission to get him out of
I don't know what it is. I feel like they must have got poisoned or something.
Bungle died and Bungle was dead for 3 days before he realised.
Because Bungle? What is Bungle?
Yeah, they're called Zippy, George Zippy and Bungle. It was like a kids'
Bungle.
TV show.
Show in the 70s called Rainbow.
I heard Bungle.
They were called Zippy, George and Bungle. Mm. And then Bungle died. But when you've got three and they look similar, it's hard to tell one's dead because they don't move a lot. So I was like feeding him. And I remember saying,
they
who's
just
a sleepy
come out
boy?
Well.
Like, who's a sleepy boy? And he was, and then his head just kind of like,
fell off. He's a dead boy.
Yeah, no, it didn't. And then my mum rang me like 2 days later and said that his head had sunk in. But then she panicked and put him in the bath.
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
And
then she was like, I thought the water would revive him.
And you're not meant to do that. You're supposed to put him in rice, aren't you?
Yeah.
So then we got granddad to come and take Bungle away. And bury him. And then
Ellie, I'm getting
traumatized.
George
passed.
in the summer.
Oh my God. And I was crying in the car outside the pub.
And then he was drunk making a video to
And he was just like, oh, shorts for Georgie. And I was just like,
Georgie is dead. And then my mum got him a little laser printed grave for outside and we did a funeral.
Really?
Yeah, and I got
missed all of this.
I sent him a video of the funeral.
Oh.
Because I was mad because my mum put him in a little bag instead of the Marks and Spencer's one.
How class.
Exactly. I was like, treat him with a bit of respect. Well, fucking hell.
Oh my God.
I assume it wasn't a bag for life.
No. Bag for death.
Bag for death. Yeah.
That's right. That you're next. Sad.
Are we next?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Harry Renee's.
You're up, sister.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you done this one? No.
No.
Who's most likely to appear on Love Island?
Fucking hell. This is
it's me.
I don't think it's me.
Max, it's fucking me.
I'm going on next week.
Three, two, one.
Max.
Yeah, I mean, I literally cannot fathom to even answer this question because there's no reality where either of us would be on Love Island.
I mean, I could be on it if I was like maybe like a PA. a light boom holder. Yeah, I can't even do that. I don't have the qualifications actually to hold a boom. So.
I don't even know what a boom is.
Yeah, so maybe I could like be
Little Michael.
Maybe I could like be presenting the after show that's only on like YouTube Plus
Dave
or something. Like, on Dave. Dave. Yeah.
I'll just watch that.
Yeah, thank you, Emily. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no. I mean, honestly, being on Love Island is literally up there with one of my worst nightmares. You're constantly on camera, and when you are on camera, it's never going to make you look as good as you do in person. Mm. And everyone's topless.
People on camera tell themselves.
Yeah.
I am a looker.
I look good in person, right? Well, but it literally is hell. I can't
no,
think of
I wouldn't
anything
like
worse.
Don't
you've
either
just
no
made me think of something. I'm going to write them down. Do a blind ranking of shows you'd like to appear on.
Ooh.
You'd like to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So top would be like, yeah.
Oh. What, yeah, we have no to do that right now?
No, I mean, I could just jot a few down.
Ah, right. Oh, now. I can understand what you're saying.
Just witness in the middle
George's
of
George's genius.
Yeah, George's yeah genius at work. Look at that, guys.
That's a hard life. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Love Island would be horrifying.
No, I wouldn't like
it. It would be.
And people are horrible as well, aren't they?
Massively. And Max is secretly disgustingly hairy.
he's deceptively hairy.
Like,
right,
yeah.
I didn't know where that was
I
going.
I didn't see that coming.
Like,
when
black
you said disgusting.
Black. Oh, I thought it would be blonde.
No, it's
he
like
made me and my mum and sister all wax his back at one time just to get it over and done with quickly.
At least you've never had to wax my ass, Andrew.
I've never
has
done that.
Sack,
I've never
that literally, Andrew. I'll never forget when I just met Andrew.
Well, you
and I was like,
me.
Can you just wax my ass?
Honestly, yeah, about a week in, because we got really close very quickly, so we were like, do you know what? Fine. And I think I cut his hair because it was in like lockdown times where hairdressers still went open.
Oh, I thought you meant
puberty. Yeah,
no,
same.
No, no.
But that is very close, very close.
Just give me a little fade.
And
I heart Max.
The Will Call Lady shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And then I was like, oh, can you wax my ass? I was like, I've never had it done because like my sister.
Did you word it like that?
Really?
Yeah,
won't do it.
I was like, well, I got my mum like, and my sister. I remember Martha did it for me. Or
I
like
the back of your
your
neck.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Your
wax your ass?
No, got them through my back and my, my shoulders.
Scarred for life. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, someone can actually do my ass. Honestly, the worst pain
well,
I've
not go to
ever
sex life
felt in my life. Like, it was horrible.
Just feel like it rips
on
the skin.
Cheek,
oh,
like, did everywhere. But yeah, we put the made the mistake of putting them all down at once first.
Why would you do that?
Because stupidity. And I thought I'd braved myself up by doing it on my back so much.
Braved what's yourself
like,
up.
Like, what's the anus going to hurt? Trust me when I tell you the anus hurts.
Anus does hurt.
It hurts a lot. Oh, it was the worst time of my actual life. And made the mistake of putting one close, like towards like the ball sacky area,
the
like
ball sacky
the
gooch.
Oh, That's red raw. Oh my god,
I cannot, honestly.
Penny,
yeah.
Whipped your hemorrhoids out like a string of fairies.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh, hell.
I don't have hemorrhoids for the record. Oh my god.
So coming out.
What were we even talking about? Nice. Love Island.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know how that happens.
But yeah, I am deceptively hairy. I hair removal cream my entire body once a week.
Oh.
For 8 times. I look like a newborn baby seal right now because I just had it done.
Slipping and sliding around.
Right, whoa. Let me find. Should we do one more each?
Sure.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is the most intelligent?
Oh.
Mm. 3, 2, 1.
George.
Really?
Yes.
That does not make sense.
He's
to me.
One of those annoying people that just smashed his exams and didn't even revise.
Oh, of
whereas
course
I
he
used
is.
To have to make songs up.
Oh,
and
I hate
I?
This. Honestly, Emily, like I kind of secretly hate your brother.
Yeah,
like,
irritating.
It's so frustrating. When I hear stuff like this, I just think, fuck off.
Another annoyance.
Like honestly, when people talk about him and they're like, oh yeah, he just like did a 5K in like 2 minutes. Like,
I know.
Like, and I'm like, shut up.
Literally, what can't he do?
Like, shut up. Yeah. Why are you just like doing your exams?
I joined a running club the other day.
Oh, of course you fucking did. Meanwhile, I'm up to my eyeballs in pigs and blankets. Like, the most unhealthy I've ever
seen.
Been.
Someone so quick.
Pubs. Oh, no, yeah, God. He was annoying. I used to literally have to make songs up to remember like my chemistry.
I literally did the same.
I was like singing along in my exam and
could you give us one of those songs right now?
Do you remember one now?
It's, I don't, actually. It didn't work very well.
I remember one for history. That was a good one.
Pop histories?
What?
I love that program.
I didn't say horrible history. So you both seem really gassed about
we
that.
We literally, you can do the whole theme song, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Go on. Go on.
Go.
Right, do you want to give me the... Double Jesus, gorgeous George and slimy stewards, vile Victorians, woeful wars, ferocious fight, dingy castles, daring knights, horrors that defy description, cutthroat castle full, legitious, vicious Vikings, cruel crime, punish them from ancient times, Romans, rotten rag, refugious, calivans, savage, fierce and timorous, groovy Greeks, groovy sages, groovy ghostly middle ages. Gory stories, we do that.
That was actually well impressive.
Something about your cat.
I really hope that's the correct lyric.
And your host of Talking
in
Rats
with you.
Past is no longer a mystery. Something about your cat.
We loved that program.
Well done,
didn't we?
Clearly, one of us liked it.
Honestly,
I've also never.
We were watching Glee.
Yeah.
So what we did used to do when we were younger. We used to sing a song to our parents when we wanted to have a sleepover.
Oh my god! No, you've told me about this before. What was the song? What was the song?
Shall we go?
Wait. I need some background.
Okay, so basically,
you wanted friends to come and sleep over.
We wanted to have a sleepover together.
So we'd be in the middle of the so we'd be in the middle of like B&Q paint aisle, and I'd be like, George, I really fancy. Very fancy.
You might want to backtrack there.
Well, let's have a sleepover tonight and swap pajamas, right?
Yeah, I used to.
So
swap
he'd
pajamas.
Wear my 90,
yeah,
and I would wear. Actually, his Thomas the Tank Engine drama.
Oh
engines.
My god.
Engines.
Too right, brother. Come on, bring it in. Bring it in. Yeah, that's right.
And to get our own way, we would burst into song, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, we'd ask, and then they'd go,
like
they knew
annoying.
What they were doing. They knew what
they
was on the horizon.
It. Yeah.
They went, oh, we could say yes, but we've got a whole song and dance coming in a minute if we say no. So
and
obviously, every
just...
time they said, ooh, and then.
Sing it, go on.
Please sing it.
Are you ready?
This is the lyrics
I'm
took
really
us a while
excited.
To come
they
come
were
up with,
actually
they?
Quite difficult. Yeah. Are you ready?
A one, two, three, four.
We love each other. Chubba, chubba, chubba. We love each other. Ooh.
We, and then we just sort of repeated.
Carried on. And actually one time, a person in B&Q literally said, why can't you be more like that to her own children?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I once kicked Ellie in the face with force and made her sob.
No,
and she's 7 years older than me.
Yeah, I picked him up, threw him into a Christmas tree.
I can't
like,
really relate to that.
By the neck.
No.
I shot her in the eye with a Nerf gun.
Yeah. You also attacked me with a remote once.
You kicked me in the balls with.
I tried to drown you in the bath once.
Oh.
I also rolled up a bit of bread, put it in his ear when he was like four. And 3 days later, mum took him to the doctor because she thought he had some like earwax problem.
It's actually just bread.
It just dropped straight. I feel like we've grown up very different.
That one is so good because it's like a premeditated attack.
Yeah. 3 weeks, like, just that.
It feels nothing now, but give it a few days to brew.
Yeah, yeah. Really manifest in there.
We had new very songs. Different. Very
we
different.
We were best friends still.
Yeah, we were.
Creepy as fuck like that.
No,
we were each other.
It's very.
It was. Kids started doing that. I'd be like, "Oh my god, we need to take this to an exorcist." No, yeah, like, what's happened?
I bet it was like
it was very midsummer.
They can do the song because then we can bang tonight because they'll keep each other busy. That's what was happening.
That was not what happened.
I honestly bet that's what was happening. Mum and Dad were like, "Oh yeah, they're singing the We Love Each Other song again." That's great.
That makes me feel
keep the kids busy.
But we weren't originally sleeping in their room. Why would that change? I mean, we actually had our own room.
That was my assumption.
Also, like, are you not just allowed to have a sleepover, like, if it's in the same house?
I mean, probably.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that the house owners wanted to earn the sleepover.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. Okay. And no, we could swap PJs. Yeah, you know, yeah. It was a whole shebang, really.
Do you have any pictures of George in your 90s at all?
I actually do.
I don't find it, though. There's one in me and a ballerina costume as well.
Oh yeah, you used to make Josh. Oh my god, he keeps doing that.
You keep caught.
It's just it's on the mind.
Yeah, straight off that song. Let's not.
I used to make you dress up, didn't I? Yeah. In all my clothes.
Yeah, I used to dress Max. I've got a picture of you in a Chicken Run nightie with like your hair all.
And
nice.
Weirdly, do you know their dad?
He
did
does.
You say Chicken Run?
Yeah.
Their dad does Aardman
yeah,
Studios.
Yeah, you told me this. Cause I'm very excited.
Dawn of the Nugget.
Revenge of the Nugget. We're watching. Dawn of the Revenge of the Nugget sounds. I mean, they missed a beat there. They but I'm really excited to watch that.
How cool.
It is good. That?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Oh, yeah, you've already watched it.
We did.
I was training problems.
Oh, yeah.
Those bloody engines,
wasn't
Max.
Wasn't that when we did the billboard? <Engines. laughs> Wasn't that when we did the billboard?
No, that was after my engagement party.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, great times. Yeah. Well, speaking about pictures.
Absolutely.
I've heard that you two have brought... I've heard that you two have brought some pictures of me and Georgian.
Absolutely.
And I am terrified because when you all came in,
I'm more terrified after that song about what these pictures
are. Oh my god, I'm really scared. Right, I think Callum, you've got them, haven't you? Should we do one of George first and then one of me first.
It's only just sort of dawned on me how weird that is.
What, our song? Mm. Oh, I thought it was really nice.
Dawned on me quite quickly, actually. Yeah. So it's odd that it's taking you this
like,
long.
I feel like now it's weird, but if we were like little kids, I think then it's quite cute.
Yeah, but if you're like cross-dressing
and
you're doing it in B&Q. Wait, were you cross-dressing in B&Q?
No, the songs.
Oh.
That was private, the cross-dressing.
Right, of course. Yeah.
I used to make you sleep in my room sometimes because after I watched Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Yes, really scared. Yeah. You did that. Do you remember before when I was really scared after that horror film? And in the film, there was like these little notes left around, and he started hiding notes like in my like drawers and stuff.
Oh my
being
god!
Like, I'm gonna kill you, and I literally was terrified for
god,
weeks.
That sounds horrible.
Wait, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Right, no, yeah, that was great.
Oh my god! Right, Ellie, you revealed this one. Then I won't look until. I'm very scared, isn't it? I know. Of the moment, it's a fucking prince.
Yeah, but compared to these
boys.
Yeah,
but how often in life do you try and prince men? It just fucking prints
straight away.
Yeah, really? To be fair, no expense spared here at the useless hotline, baby.
My sister, a teacher, consistently printing things off.
Never works.
What a novelty.
So these are mainly, I picked ones that I thought George would laugh at you for.
Oh
that
my
was
God.
My...
intention.
He could just go on his recent on his Instagram.
That's a special one right there.
What is it? Oh,
that's
my god,
like a middle-aged woman called Barbara.
Oh,
and the thing is, when Max had a bob, he used to be very self-conscious about his ears, so he specifically requested that it was always curved around his ears.
I see
and
that.
He used to, but that wasn't an act, that was like some hard graft went into that. He would literally be like, I need to shape the face.
Fashion it round.
Well, and you'd willingly like walk around with this child near you.
Yeah. That was actually Disneyland.
I was
going
to say, is that where it started, the love of Disney?
Oh my God, this
Max
is...
Max got misgendered.
It is.
And it was actually really sad because we went with some family members and he used to get a lot of stick, bless him, with the gymnastics.
He gets a lot
of leotards. We were on a train and this man just... We were all kind of getting ready and we were with our step family, and our step family are very like... Lads. They're very different people.
That's why Max got along with them.
Yeah.
lads.
and basically, we were all on this like train coming from the car park to the parks, and they take you. And this guy was like, "Hey there, little miss, get your smile on. Are you ready for a good day?" And Max was like, "What?" And he was like, "Don't cry, little miss." And he just kept saying a little miss more and more. And then Max started crying so much.
I'm a little boy.
And then he was like,
"I was in year 8 there."
He was
Jesus Christ.
And he was just like, "Honey, don't cry, sweetie." Like, and he just kept using more feminine language as he went on. And then all of our step family were laughing. So I was like, "He's not a girl."
My savior.
I was like, and then we were like,
Kelly pulled my pants down. She went, "Look!
It's a boy!"
I remember saying, she had a purple t-shirt, and me and my mum were like, "Max, it's the purple t-shirt. It's absolutely not that bob.
It's not that
bob. Or your face or general
It's
demeanor.
Not the Velma Dinkley.
It's just the purple top.
It wraps around the head very impressively.
It's like a fringe. It's like,
exactly. It's like it's custom made.
Custom made.
Very blonde as well. My hair's got a bit darker.
You look like a pea.
Recent years. Right, give that one to Emily.
Like a lovely little garden pea.
It's actually just cute, isn't it? This was just after we did our song.
Emma's a lot nicer than me, so she's got a very, very different angle than I've got.
You could have picked one with me and my pajamas on.
This is just right, reveal it. Loving life together, you know.
Let me see.
Get in.
Oh my God.
He was like,
that doesn't
a
even
very...
look like George. That's really weird.
Yeah, I was quite young though.
You were just
but like I would not even think.
Do you have curly hair?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think that would grow up to be you. Actually, the eyes.
He was just a very
cute
child.
Yeah, it is him.
The game isn't
Which one is it?
No, that's not George.
I feel like you look like you, Emily. But hey, George, he doesn't really look
doesn't
that
really
much
same.
Like George.
Really clean on there, though,
isn't he?
You did
have quite a lot of, a lot of, like, baby fat, didn't you, as a bab? And he used to get really sweaty. But he used to be a very sweaty
sweat
child.
Yeah.
Like, we'd go to parties and you'd have to whip your shirt open, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And his curls were like,
red
ringlets, sweaty ringlets.
Those,
I remember we were in.
That was me.
I remember the first time I truly understood how hot George gets was we were in.
When
Ocean
I took my
beach.
Top off.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that.
When we went to the beach.
Physically hot. Whatever.
That boy coming out of the sea.
We were in Ocean Beach in Ibiza. Do you remember? And you turned to me and everyone was hot, like it was a very hot day. But he turned to me and he was like, "I'm really hot." And I was like, "Yeah," I was like, "I am as well." I was like, "It is hot." And he was like, "No, I'm very, very hot." And his chest started to get red and blotchy. And then his face was like bright red. And he was like sweating profusely. He was holding this drink, like trying to convince himself that he wasn't going to die. Yeah. But I could see in his eyes. And I was like, should we be alarmed that George is hot? I was like, everyone's hot, but George seems especially hot. Yeah. Bless him. Mm. Bless him. Right. Lovely. Okay. Next one.
Very different angle again that I've gone for.
I can see.
What is it? I can't even tell what that is from it. Is that two
spitting
people?
Spitting image, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that Grandad?
For the audio listeners, Max looks a lot like Jimmy Savile. That is not Grandad. I can confirm.
You gotta hope not.
Grandad, if you're watching this, I could only see it through the paper. I couldn't see it. And I just saw an old man's face.
Grandad does not look like Jimmy Savile.
No, he doesn't.
Like,
he doesn't.
No. My brother, however, did look like Jimmy Savile.
You look like a flower pot boy.
Oh my God.
Were those glasses or is that goggles?
They were glasses.
No, so they're funny glasses, but even if you take away the glasses, that bob is strong there.
How do you even do that with hair?
I don't know. It was just.
And why did you do that with hair?
I don't know. My mum liked it.
No, it was your ears, you little liar.
No, yeah, but my mum was the one that like made me have a full fringe and like. I then started to style it J-Beeb style, and then I liked
of course.
It. But that is quite a lot.
You look like a kids' TV presenter.
Yes.
Well, actually, that makes sense.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I completely just... I forgot I didn't even see that other man there.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was just zoomed in.
Oh, no.
I bet this one is going to be such a pure and lovely picture of George Rhys McHugh and then...
Yeah, and then I'm just there next to Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Savs. I actually... Do you know... No, I don't need to go down that
route. What are you going to say?
Not
I don't
segueing
know.
Segueing on from Jimmy.
No. Maybe, actually. Say it.
I was in
it
a, I was put in a tent with Fred the Weatherman, who turned out to be a...
I don't know why I'm laughing.
The one he used to jump. You probably. I don't know if you remember.
Can you say on YouTube? Or will we get cancer? Like
you probably need to.
Schmido. Can I say Schmido?
Rhymes with Fredo.
Fred the Weatherman was not a lover. Cool guy. No.
I just want to clarify. It didn't do anything to it. Like, oh yeah. You're really seeing this up like
really
it's
well.
Like, so yeah.
He was outed as a Jimmy.
A what? Yes. He's been outed. Yeah.
Fred the Weatherman was outed as a Jimmy.
Yeah.
And he was put in prison.
Yeah.
Before his time in prison, our school invited him and he set up loads of little Wendy houses and we all had to go in and pop out and he'd come in and like tickle people, but I never got tickled.
That's an insult.
See, like, that's what I mean.
You're upset I'm about
a bit
that.
Put out by it.
What is wrong with me, Fred?
Self-esteem issues.
I need to go.
Oh, yeah, we'll skip that one.
Right.
I don't wait. Am I?
Yeah, pass it to Emily to reveal and explain.
To reveal.
What's going on? Oh, this is when you were just looking for a mate. looking for a
still
girlfriend.
Still looking to find one. Where is it? Which one's it?
Yeah, I was rooting around.
Who's picking? George used to do that. He was one of those gross people. Is it okay if I share this, George?
Sure. Yeah.
Who picks and eats their bogeys?
Oh, yeah. See, I never did that.
Disgusting.
Never did that.
It's just like get I feel like some you probably food still do if you're sorry, hungry. Yeah. Do you still do it now?
No.
Good.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that is your problem.
He's in there.
Yes,
oh,
I mean.
You were deep.
He is deep. He's in the brain.
Oh, is that little tweet? Did you get to have to bring your own teddy to school day? And you
oh, yeah,
a
little Tweety Bird. Yeah, it was
that's gorgeous.
It was a Boots thing they had with the Looney Tunes.
Do you still have one of those teddies that like you had then and you still have now?
Oh, we both had Pierre, didn't we?
Yeah.
Pierre. Oh, of course you two. I'm not being funny. Of course you two had a teddy
anything.
Called Pierre. I was probably called that fucking Frankie and Julie.
No, in fairness. Our grandparents brought them back when they went on a caravan trip to France. So that makes it seem
that doesn't
less.
Help yeah, you no, much, to be honest.
A caravan trip to France?
He was lovely. But
the way you say France
a lot
doesn't
look
help.
After. France. We've
a
been
caravan
France.
Trip Grand to Mama France.
Was holidaying in France. And Pierre
was delightful.
Caravan de passion to français.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mine were called Clint and Sybil.
Yeah.
Which I think is very normal.
Yeah.
What kid has a guinea pig teddy called Sybil?
But it would have been called Peter if it was English.
Oh, obviously. You just had blanket.
Yeah, I had a blanket. And I had my blanket for a bit too long.
Oh,
I was
blanket.
Like
it was a rag.
I was like a teenager.
A stinky
oh, did it turn into a blanket?
Oh, don't talk about blanket like that.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Oh my god. That's possibly
that's not
like.
Nice.
Oh. I mean, it was crispy at the end.
Oh my god!
It was the dribble.
I just want to clarify to my family: I did not jizz on my childhood blanket. Okay.
Not done.
Oh my god!
My mum still has that.
Not anymore.
This is a different era of Max. Don't peep.
Okay.
When he Max decided he fancied himself around
I
the
still
age
do.
Of
16. This is the model shot.
Self confidence is coming. What is it? Let me see.
Honestly.
I look banging.
What absolutely. Actually happened?
Cheekbones are popping off, to be fair.
I look like I'm trying to like audition for like a hair care commercial.
You've still got
I
a
think
mouth
you
want
to work in Hollister.
That was when.
Maybe
that
only
was when I,
to be fair.
I started to do photography at GCSE and I used myself as a model.
You were your own muse.
And I thought, really, do you know what? I am stunning.
I can do this.
I'm going to put my hair down in front of my face. I'm going to look a bit rugged and ready. I'm going to push my collarbones
and I'm
out.
I'm going to edit the shit out of it.
I'm going to edit the fucking shit out of that picture. And I pulled many birds after that.
I bet.
Nice work.
He also, when he was doing his photography stuff, he also ventured into like art videos. And it was when I was living in New Zealand, and they made me cry because they were so fucking dark. He sent me videos, three videos he'd made. One where my mum was a victim of domestic abuse. So he made my mum. He literally filmed my mum and was like, just put the washing in, Joanna, but then did a black eye on her and made her dress up in like a really fancy outfit. So my mum was like tottering around the living room.
Lana Del Rey.
Like, with Lana Del Rey in the background music, with in black and white with a wash basket, and then dropping it and being like, oh. And then cutting the carrots and crying black tears onto the carrots.
I was a very troubled child. That was video one.
Video two was harrowing because he filmed my grandma and granddad doing like cute things that they do, like in the garden together and like having a cup of tea and cake. Then he put the soundtrack music to Up, the beginning scenes of Up on it, and then made out my grandma died and made my granddad go to a cemetery and filmed my granddad walking around a lawn.
That's not acting, that's traumatizing. Yeah, for them.
I was sat in New Zealand crying because I missed my family, and Max was like, here, look at this video, mum's being twatted and grandma's dead.
Gone. And then I did one of my stepsister
cutting herself in a bathtub.
Committing
and then she killed herself,
she's still alive, she got engaged yesterday. She's doing great.
She's thriving now.
What was the brief?
I came up with it myself. Which is a bit more worrying in itself. So I chose to do it on like make dramatic videos about like feeling isolation,
and now that was Disney teddy rules.
And and then I like blackmailed all my family into getting involved, and I got an A star. So who's laughing now?
Well, granddad saw himself on film and realised he had terrible posture and went to a doctor, and now he's got good posture. So
a win is a win.
Grandma's just happy to be involved. Grandma's loving it.
She's loving it. The cemetery scene was brutal.
I'll show them to you later. For him, that would be awful to film.
It was fine. My granddad didn't give a fuck.
Let's just pretend that his wife had died.
I don't think I told them what it would be until after. I was just like, right, granddad, I'm now just going to film you, and grandma, you stand over there. And then afterwards, I edited it all together. I edited it all together like she died. Oh, bless.
They got emotional
my grandma
watching it.
Yeah, they like did. My art teacher sobbed.
You used me as a muse for your art.
I did. For some reason, you were by a bin. I can't remember
I remember she sat me down by a bin. I had like a little sign.
Must have been like, that makes sense. Like a homeless address.
Yeah.
What is wrong with children? Why when we're teenagers? Yeah. Like, let's get really Mike's worst issues, like suicide, domestic violence, and harm, and put it into an art project.
Yeah. All very serious and sad situations.
Right.
This, I think, must have been your christening.
Yeah, I think so.
And this is our gorgeous nan as well. Shout out Glenda. She's a dream.
She's called Glenda. Glenda. That is a great name.
She is so gorgeous, isn't she? I know. I do look slightly possessed in this one, actually, with the wink. Probably because I was upset with all the attention that day.
Photos. I know, and mine are just fucking awful.
My mum sent me loads of cute ones. I just didn't send those to be printed.
Yeah, I just...
I don't think we have
I like
many
your outfit.
I don't either.
As a kid.
He does look cute, though.
You like my outfit, did you say?
You should have got the ones when we recreate. So for my dad's, for my dad's 50th, recreated loads of childhood pictures of us. And I had to sit on Ellie's knee a lot.
Back, I got sciatica after the end of the photo shoot.
Yeah, because you had to lift me up, didn't you? And she actually pulled it back quite
bad. We also purchased two blonde clip-on fringes from China. Yeah.
Oh, they were great.
So funny to recreate Max's bob.
Oh, I love that.
Solid investment, solid investment.
Right, what's
this? But yeah, we did a full book.
Wait, no, Ellie. You reveal this. Is it of me?
Oh, wait, yeah, sorry. I reveal.
Oh, God.
What is it? Let me see.
Nice. He's given like one direction, isn't
it? Oh, my God.
It looks like he's got scoliosis.
Yeah, what is with the posture?
Right, I'm not being funny.
What was in your bag?
It was very of the time.
This?
Nothing.
You
Your bag is sagged right.
But that was the style, wasn't it?
It's giving cake. Honey.
The fact that I actually came home and then thought, do you know what? I'm going to roll. Do you remember, George? Maybe that was like our era when people would like roll up their like.
Yeah.
And then.
Bit of muscle, innit?
Yeah, but I didn't have muscle.
Look at the gap between the sleeve and his arm.
But then I would also like, I put my rucksack on for the picture and then set up my camera.
This wasn't at school?
No, this is at home. This is in my bedroom.
This was an actual pose?
Yes, this is me.
That's him in his bedroom.
I thought somebody had like taken a photo of you and you're like a silly.
That's his bedroom. Yeah, because he had red blinds.
This is me posing.
I love it. Did it ever become a Facebook profile?
It became my Ask FM profile picture, if you remember Ask FM.
That was a stunning. That was a dangerous
site. That was just cyberbullying.
That was the beginning of trolling.
Yeah. It was literally just, be anonymous and ask this person anything you want.
It was either cyberbullying or just really depressing because nobody actually asked you anything. Yeah, so then you had to cyberbully yourself. To make it look like people cared. Yeah, that was me. Oh, bless.
Oh, sorry, is this me?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No worries. Oh, so this is just another cute one.
Fuck's sake.
I can do a deep dive for some cute ones.
I was such a lard ass.
That's what you want in a baby.
This is actually worse than me with my baby hair. Look at my fringe. It's just baby hair.
How fat I was.
Oh, Emily, that hair looks shit.
Shit, is it? That's just baby hair.
When it gets close to the size of that head.
And I still have baby hair like that.
That looks like you.
That's a paperweight on a neck.
I know.
Have you cut your own hair?
No, that's my baby hair. She's still there right now.
George, that could be anyone.
Yeah, George, you weirdly look like an old man.
You do.
Doesn't he look a bit like an old man?
In every picture, you've looked different. Are you sure these are you?
Were you swapped?
I know, I look very different in different photos.
It's only weird
as you've got older as well. I'd say you look like dad. Whereas there was a period of time where
when I was younger, I looked like young dad.
You know.
You never know.
So what did you say?
When I was younger, I looked like young dad.
I thought you said you looked inbred.
That too.
Oh my
God. This is Max's art era. Of like,
I can see what that is. That's
terrifying. But right, the hair is giving. What the fuck is wrong with me?
The hair is a little curl. It's giving Ellen DeGeneres.
Got a little curl going on.
I really was, I think, really quite troubled. He really fancied himself.
There must be contacts, right? Because they are piercing. Is that your normal?
Wow.
Oh my God.
I lived overseas for this Max era, and I think that's been good for our friendship. Because I think she moved at the very start of it.
Maybe
this was a response to you missing me.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think I'm just very
it's
gay.
Very dark.
I made my mum once for a dramatic video. Actually, no, it's in the domestic violence one.
Oh, throw all the paint on
throw
her face.
Throw paint
in the garden.
On her face, like literally, like slather it all over herself.
Oh,
weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But I got an A star.
I couldn't even get a fucking lift to the chippy, and you had her like smothering herself.
It was a great time to be alive for me. I was in my artistic era.
Yeah.
It was listening to too much Lana Del Rey. That's what did it down. To me.
Was it?
Yeah,
it
really because before was. I moved to New Zealand, you were in your Kardashian Glee
era.
He used to do the splits consistently in front of the TV.
Wow.
So he would
just getting worse and worse.
So he would like do the splits, but he would kind of bounce in them like...
Oh.
Like you were just bouncing them whilst watching the Kardashian.
Elliot, that's how you stretch your legs.
And then
properly.
I'd like come in and you'd be like, get out!
I'm bouncing!
Bouncing, get out!
Oh.
No, it's just another one of us.
Oh,
looking
for
cute.
God's sake! Just rubbing it in.
Oh no,
I do look a little bit like I've been strangled. That's a bit weird, that one.
The common theme is Emily, like, over-hugging you and everyone.
It's because I just loved him
we
so much.
We love each other. We love each other.
I'm a literal baby, and she's, like, 2.5. I'm the same size as her.
He was a real chunky boy, weren't you? Mm. Yeah, but when we were young, George was actually, like, quite mean
Emily's
to me, weren't you?
Brutal.
Say that again.
Was that?
Yeah, it used to bite me and draw blood. Oh. And I would just be like, it's okay.
Oh,
I've just always been so nice. You know, honestly. So nice. You're quite mean to me when we were younger.
Oh,
sorry.
It's okay.
Do it again. Do it.
Yeah, that was really sad. But now you are nice.
Do we have any more? That's the last picture. Yeah.
Right,
the last picture.
That was fun.
Well, that was not fun for me, but I'm glad you guys had fun.
I like that. I might keep that one.
Quite traumatic, really.
You can frame that one if you want.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
Nice.
Brilliant. Well, we actually had some questions sent in from our listeners. So at this point in the episode, we typically tell our guests that they have passed the interview.
Typically. Won't be happening this week.
Yeah, won't be happening this week.
Like we haven't.
And then we're going to do a trial shift at the Useless Hotline. But because we're all family here, you know, it's a family business.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll just give you a trial shift anyway.
Lovely, thank you.
Exactly. So if you could please... Wait, actually, George, if you could send one to print, please. I emailed it to you earlier. Yeah, go on, Emily, you. Well
nice
done. Well done, see, great work. It runs in the family.
Just
good at pushing my buttons.
Yeah, things do in our family, Max.
Right.
Well, that sounded like it was.
Wait, what was going on there?
I realised other people are present there.
And then Emily, the next one.
Dear family of Max, so Max officially came out not terribly long ago. did you write this? No. Sounds like a posh person. Were there times in his life at home where you just knew he was gay, regardless of when he had a girlfriend, lol? Yeah, all the time. No, to be fair, because I was like, I'm gay, like, what are the chances? But then you would be in, like, glitter and the leotards and the dancing.
Right, I was
and the
too.
You had a lot of stereotypical...
Yeah, but I was a teenage.
It was the obsession with the Kardashians as well, I think. When I say obsessions, I mean like, it wasn't like, oh, Max enjoys it. We had, like, full rounds because someone would, like... over record the mm-hmm. Kardashians or interrupt his Kardashian time, mm-hmm. he would scream.
His Kardashian
like
time.
He would scream. And bear in mind, like, even though Max makes out that we're from some kind of impoverished shithole, we have two living rooms, so he would be in his Kardashian yeah. living room.
When do I make out the
every
from
time
an impoverished shithole.
I'm yeah. from an impoverished shithole at Nerth in the Mines.
Not Deirdre Barber.
Just walking up the gravel driveway.
We had the back living room, and that was Max's Kardashian and Glee living room.
No, the front one was.
The front one, yeah. Sorry. And then you would do your splits. You like and, and it wasn't healthy, I don't think, to have that much of an obsession.
You also told a story once about me doing like a dance in primary
yeah,
school.
That was actually on your trial shift podcast, which we need to talk about later.
Oh yeah.
But he basically was in a dance gym and dance club.
Nice.
And it was
Really cool. Like, all the cool kids were in the gym
and
dance.
It wasn't. And they did this show, and the show was held at my high school. So Max was in primary school, but it was at my high school.
Oh, God.
And it was just a coincidence because they weren't even in the same town. Mm-hmm. And I was with my friends. We were like, oh, we'll go and watch the gym and dance show. And they were like, we've got some year 60s opening it. And my mum was like, oh, this is Max's thing. And I was like, fine, I'll watch it. And then literally, also, I think it was, this is of the time. Oh, I don't think it'd be allowed now.
No, it definitely wouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed now. No. If there's any schools out there doing Bollywood dances with all white children, please just stop. But it was a Bollywood dance routine, and the children were dressed ethnically inappropriately for their race, I think, is the best way of phrasing that.
Yeah.
Cultural appropriation was a thing, that's the issue.
Yeah.
And all the girls were in saris, and they were dancing to the classic Punjabi MC, you know.
Yeah.
That one. To be fair, banger. And they were all in a circle, and they were all dancing, and they were all bangra dancing. And then suddenly, when it goes do do do, and it picks up, they all drop to the ground, and Max was in the middle, like that, in like a full blue glitter spandex number. And he started doing the, like, screwing the light bulb and pat the door thing in the middle.
And it was at that point,
and all the girls were around him. Then they lifted him up, and he splits. And I was humiliated.
Oh no, I knew you shouldn't have been allowed to come here.
That's
funny. Oh my God.
So I had an inkling he was gay at that point.
Oh my God.
When they cupped his little gusset and raised him into the air, that's when I thought, maybe as a homosexual.
I don't want to do this podcast.
And then it was
anymore.
Also the obsession with Glee. Yeah. But again, these weren't interests, these were obsessions.
Yeah.
Like Sue Sylvester, you had some deep feelings about Sue Sylvester.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. What's the next part of the question?
The next one is for Family of George. Dear Family of George, George claims to be quite straight, but his online presence suggests otherwise. Hey? Have there ever been times in his life at home when you thought he might be gay or queer in any way, other than the fact he's never had a girlfriend? Lots of love, Lord Fartwad.
I don't know who Lord Fartwad is, but I feel like they're instigating.
We kind of already answered that before.
No, I think you just haven't found the one yet, Gia. You know, that's okay.
Yeah,
did you know what?
It's okay to be
you. What if he was?
Yeah, Lord Fartwad.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Sort your name out.
Yeah, Lord Fartwad. Well, brilliant. I now feel really great about myself. Yeah.
In that outfit.
Honestly, I do remember. And I remember missing out the detail that I was going to be lifted up in the splits.
Yeah.
Because I wanted it to be a surprise for my
shock
family.
Shock factor,
My dad cried.
Tears of joy.
Great times. Right, okay, we've had another dilemma.
What happened to you? Because we had Joan Casper in the other day, and you tried to put you in a handstand.
Oh, Max
can't
move.
And the whole time
you
were screaming.
He can't even sit in his with his legs crossed.
We're a very immobile family. Genuinely. So I did like full-on gymnastics. Like competitively, I won medals. Like I did like competitions.
Get it.
You get it, yeah, exactly. And I could do like backflips, front flips, like handsprings, everything, like drop into the splits. And then all of a sudden, when I went to high school, like a year into high school, I quit because I was like, it's not cool to do gymnastics anymore, weirdly.
And then joined gym and dance.
No. I just quit it altogether and then stopped doing everything. But I was literally built, like I was so strong, like so, like had a six pack, and then it all just went away. And now I can't even like bend over. I can't touch my toes. I can't do anything. So can't sad time. So stay in gym class, kids.
Don't say it, I mean, that's disgusting.
To be fair, the like men who have done like, they once they grow into men, they are fucking built. Like you've got to be ripped.
I used to like uphold people. I can't even lift myself up now. Yeah,
people often ask me if I'm a gymnast.
Spinning around on tables.
Shut the fuck up, George.
Oh, this is exciting. They've come to your show. It says, hello. You probably won't remember because Max was ... very drunk.
Oh, wow.
But I had a dilemma at your live show in London in summer about my boyfriend refusing to see me at the start of uni, even though we went to the same one. Mm. Well, update.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember
the other stories that were?
Oh, that was wild.
There's one girl that we bring up regularly in my home.
The wiggly worm. Mm. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Dirty cow. Like that. Sorry,
it was iconic though. No, it was iconic.
Yeah,
it was iconic, but it was awful.
Dirty bitch.
You know who you are.
He did let me see him, but it wasn't enough. Max predicted we wouldn't make it till Christmas, and he was right.
No,
I remember this.
Yeah, why are you cheating? Oh,
right, sorry. Yeah.
She's got it heartbroken.
She said Max was right, and
she's
I just
like, you said
she said he broke up with me at the start of December. Sobs, cries, weeps. Anyway, my dilemma is.
Anyway,
you.
I now have to attempt to flirt with people on dating apps, and I'm 5 years out of practice. Any tips? Love. Should I say her name?
Yeah.
It's Charlotte.
Oh. Right, okay.
Shout out Charlotte.
Firstly, I want to say you two were both at our live show, which was brilliant. And the tour is in May, so buy tickets, everybody, if there's any left.
I'm going to two, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Bristol and London.
Oh, are you?
Ooh.
Oh,
nice. Yes.
I've not committed to any.
I shocked me then.
I'm off to New Zealand again.
But I remember this because the girl was like, what do I do? My boyfriend won't let me come to see him at uni. Yeah. And I was like, he's going to break up with you. Mm. I was like, he's obviously going to break up with you.
They were in the same uni. And he wouldn't even...
No, they weren't in the same uni.
I think they were.
Really?
Refusing to see me even though we went to the same one. You gotta listen.
You flinched them.
Yeah, I did. I thought you were gonna hit me.
A little bit. When
I don't know.
Not recently.
I remember it and I was like, I was right. So rule for just going forward, Max is usually right.
Max
everyone
is right.
But what advice would we give? I mean, as we've established, George can give
say.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I've married my person I met online, and you've bought a house with your person you met online. So actually, big up. Success story. Yeah.
Right. When did you meet Josh? Did you meet
at school?
Oh, at school.
Charlotte Sweetheart.
Oh, so you were at school as well.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Well, she's the teacher.
Yeah. Well, that was tricky. No, I knew
that. Just tricky. He is my student. No. He's actually the older one, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So we are success stories. Of dating apps.
I love that.
I think, what did you meet Becky on?
Tinder before it was a filthy sex app.
Right, okay.
It was when it had first started. It was like the first of its kind.
With you.
It was like after Plenty of Fish was
okay.
It was the first, when it made it acceptable rather than being 40-year-old lonely people.
Okay,
on computers. Like George.
Plenty of fish being a name for a dating app is a horrible choice. Is,
or Christian Mingle, I personally like.
Oh, I signed my friend up to Christian Mingle.
Did you?
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
She has a friend who's like a strong like Christian. Yeah. And she was like, I feel like you keep going wrong on your dating
app.
Because you're not finding someone who like aligns. So then she went on Christian, but wasn't it full of like
absolute freaks?
Yeah.
Christian.
As they should.
I met Becky on Tinder.
Oh, I love that.
Way back when I first moved to London.
And I think my advice for dating apps is meet them in person as soon as possible.
I was going to say
because there's only so much. Really?
Really?
Never meet them.
I was going to say, at least like give it a few bits of chat, because what you don't want to do
a few bits of chat, but like you need, obviously establish that you actually want to meet them. Mm-hmm. Don't just be like, match, where are we going?
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
But like, I would find it difficult if I spoke someone for like longer than a week. I liked them, I'd be like, oh. Mm.
You said of Andrew that you almost stopped speaking to him.
Yeah, well, because me and Andrew.
Was that when he sent you that squealy pig message?
Yes, it was actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had. We had an issue where it was lockdown and I was up home in North. Oh. Why did I say
in
that?
In our squalid cesspool of a hometown.
Up home in North.
Poor you.
in the fields of pig shit that we were raised in. And he was in London, so we couldn't actually meet for like a month. So we had to speak, and I so many times just nearly stopped speaking to him because
but
I was getting
bored.
But
you didn't, and then you kept talking to him, and that cemented the things. That's what I
love.
I think sometimes with internet dating, it's so instantaneous and it's become a bit of a disposable culture of being like, this person's not perfect. This, because my friends that are single are so picky and are the ones that are single now who are chronically single in their 30s because they're waiting for this perfect person to come along.
Yeah.
And that perfect person doesn't always exist.
No.
And I think if you speak to them a little bit
online.
Thanks
for watching,
Becky. you were perfect to me. But it's just, I think you've got to like have it. I think I was talking to Becky for a few weeks, stopped, and then we spoke for a while. And then I think we met after like a month of speaking to each other, like on...
Mm.
Messaging back and forth and stuff.
Yeah,
but
Becky's a bitch though. So you clearly made the wrong decision. Joking, yeah. Becky, love you.
Because now you can like put your voice on, can't you?
Yeah,
they're very advanced.
They're weird.
You think that's weird?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No.
That's
odd. And what if their voice do it isn't nice? Minute.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people's aren't. I see them on TikTok of people being like, "You will want to date me, and if you don't, grow up."
Yeah,
also,
it's cringe, isn't it?
Like, never really goes well. Is like. My friend's opinion of me, and then it's like it's a voice prompt, and it's always like you can hear like it sounds bad to be like, oh, that's an ick, but you can hear them all like giggling in the background. It's just not that funny. Right. You're like,
so you didn't want them to have friends.
Preferably, I like them to be separate.
Just be very alone.
A lot of people don't like the Brazilian accent either, do they?
No, that's
which
why
really is offensive.
Can you tell
you
Emily?
You sound Brazilian.
I think you sound don't have any kind of Brazilian
really?
Accent.
Every now and again, he does. I think you ever so slightly do more than him, but I wouldn't say it's strong.
Because when I came to your podcast launch thingy, everyone was like, you sound like you have tractors. And I was like, what? Not that there's anything wrong with the Brazilian accent.
I know Bristolians are a proper... Right, my lover.
Come on,
then. I don't think it's that strong.
Yeah, I lived in Bristol for 3 years and I wouldn't say...
Girls. Look at us all. We all have roots in Bristol.
Don't we?
You sound like Clifton Bristol people.
Do I?
That's right, baby.
You are.
The other voice prompt... the one that I found funny is... it doesn't matter what the prompt is, but like they just... say like, oh, this is something to just listen to while you scroll my profile, and they just put on like Marvin Gaye. Oh, you just scroll.
Right, that's good.
That's funny. It's very overdone now. It's not like an original thing.
There's so much like out there now that you either just have to be a really attractive and like naturally funny person, or you have to come up with something new. Does it not? In my experience, it does, but I think maybe you're missing one of those things. I'm not sure. It's you just have to put yourself out there in a way that, you know, is a bit awkward or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think
take a chance on people, because some people look shit in photos as well.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Oh my God, so Becky, Ellie's wife.
Older pictures.
I did a best man, not best man. Yeah, best man.
Yeah, you were best man.
I was Ellie's best man at a wedding.
I did a speech.
Thank you. And I loved it because it was basically just an opportunity to like take the absolute piss.
Yeah.
And I got awful pictures up of like Ellie from when she was younger, but there was so much content of Ellie's wife. Like, she's from New Zealand. And it's so bizarre.
New Zealand fashion-wise, 10 years behind the UK. So not the 20-year gap where it's like, oh, that's cool now. But just like if someone was wearing like a belt round a long jumper of a bootcut jeans vibe. Mm. That's like New Zealand.
With you.
But also she had horrifically short hair. So luckily she didn't put any of those photos on Tinder, else
by the time she knows, moved I to would London, not have been swiping. Yeah. By the time she moved to London, she her looked like a grown. Normal person. Her hair had grown, everything. But literally, there's pictures of her where she looks like she's dressing up as Kris Jenner literally. And like trying to be like a businesswoman. It's brilliant.
She showed
content.
Me a picture of her family, and I assumed that she was her mum in the '80s. So it was like a group, and I was just like, "That's really cool quality for someone in the '80s." Yeah. And she was like, "That was last Christmas." It's a whole thing over there, yeah. But, so yeah, you've got to give her a chance. Cause now,
look where you are. Look where I am. You've got a dog, you've got a house.
You've got a house.
I'm
a kid. I'm aspiring to be a kept woman, so you know.
I believe in you, Ellie. I believe in you.
Gorgeous.
I'm getting married, sister.
Oh, yes, yeah. Congratulations. Recently engaged. Very exciting. How did the engagement happen?
When we were
did I ask
in
that weirdly? How did he propose?
While we were in St Ives, wasn't it?
I love St Ives. There.
Yeah, but I called you and then you're on the tube, right?
Yeah, I was.
But no, we were away for our anniversary and it was just very cute vibes.
Wait, I got Bristol
anniversary.
Then, sorry, yeah. Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah. It's happening now. It's happening now.
And we went to this little, I'm trying to be really posh, like a pod. Type thing.
Yeah, they did snog Mary Boyd. It's quite cute.
Like couples massages, but they've made it into like where you can have dinner type thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then as we walked up, there was like all of me playing.
Oh, that's
nice. And petals. And then I was having a picture and turned around and he was just on his knee.
That's gorgeous.
Had to tie his shoe up, bless him.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, 9 years.
But you thought it was going to be
next year.
Yeah, because they booked holidays.
Right. Oh, in Rome. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of like good then that it caught you off guard.
Yeah, he did it on purpose. Right. So I was shocked.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting married, engaged.
Engaged,
now.
I you thought get to that age.
When you hit your like mid 20s, that's when it starts. Like, I had it was the year before COVID, I had 9 weddings in a year.
Oh, that's
nice. So I don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, you don't. So, you really don't.
You know, I've got more than you.
I wasn't invited to any of them.
Just kept showing up.
It's so fun.
If you and Andrew were to get married, which one of you would propose, do you think?
Well, I have said that I want to, and he said that he wants to.
Oh.
And it's kind of this thing of like, I would like definitely objectively do a better proposal just because I have more money. Whereas me, like,
oh, money's everything, is it?
No, but no. I would just like be able to do
I feel like Andrew would be really sentimental about it.
Would. I think
well,
we both
have
would.
To be. Have you seen his bank account?
The thing is, I don't mind as much of like, you know, if he proposed to me, I don't mind as much. Whereas like,
that's funny. If he proposed, I wouldn't mind.
No, but I mean, like, it wouldn't
I
be
feel like,
okay.
If you proposed to Andrew and it wasn't on the scale that Andrew expects, because his friends and family are quite extra in that department, I think. So I feel like if you proposed into a half-ass job, he'd be like, thanks, but no thanks.
I'm not posting this anywhere.
I think he would just feel emasculated by me proposing to him. I think that because every time I ask him, I'm like, why do you not want to? He's like, I just don't want you to. I want to do it. And I was like, well, I want to do it. So now what? So
he's
I feel like
I'm the man.
Yeah, but not really. Have you met him? Yeah, he's not really like a man. But I feel like, well, he is. You know,
he's a boy.
Yeah. But a lot of gay couples, it happens where they like don't like plan it with each other, and they accidentally propose at the
same
time.
I've seen that,
and I feel like that could genuinely happen. Yeah. I feel like we'll get to a point where we're like, oh, this is like around the time where it should happen, and then we'll both accidentally plan it to be at the same time.
Just bend I think
what
well.
If you
oh,
really
what if you're planning on doing it at like some point in the night and you're like, oh, at this point will be the best point to do it, and then he does it earlier than you?
That's so annoying.
Would you be pissed off? you'd be like, well, later would have been so much better.
I'd be like, put it back in your pocket. 100%.
I think it's hard as well with gay couples, because some gay couples are more stereotypical, where you feel like it's more obvious which one would, because someone might take a more whether it's like lesbians or gay men, like some people might take a more feminine approach, be like, oh, I'm the one to be proposed to.
Like some people want that, whereas I don't necessarily want to be proposed to. I always envision that I would propose
to
someone,
be the one to do it.
And I always get weirdly offended, like when if people have an opinion on which one of me and Becky proposed.
Ah,
but if
right,
they're
okay.
Like, oh, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean, Cheryl?
Who did propose? You proposed
to Becky.
It was
me, but it was because she always wanted to get married and I didn't.
Right, okay.
So she was like, when we said, okay, when I was like, fine, I'll marry you. it was like, okay, she was like, you have to be the one to propose because so I know that it's real.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, that's cute.
And I was like,
honestly though, family wedding, I can't even tell you, like,
is it fun?
So much
we
fun.
We had a literally,
like, the best time ever.
Oh, it's just funny, a lot of people have told me it's the best wedding I've ever been to, and I know people
so
say that, but it
mine will be amazing. I can't
gonna
wait.
Get,
oh, Max's would be unbearable.
Arthur to sing.
Arthur is going to sing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a good idea. Oh my God. Which song?
Going, that was my idea.
That was actually his suggestion, wasn't it?
Oh, that's I think it was Josh was like,
oh, did Josh ask?
Anyway, at the live show, I think Josh got quite drunk and was
at the
telling
party.
Katie
was
and there. Stuff.
Yeah.
Stop.
Like, oh, my manager.
That he was going to propose.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I knew that he was going to propose to you
before I did. Yeah. Goodness.
Like, every like weekly call I had with my management, like Katie was like,
they kept being like,
they done it yet?
Oh, that's cute.
But
imagine if he didn't.
No, and then I think
that's
he spoke
so
to Arthur,
though.
And then he was like, well, we love your music. I was like, I think it was like a sort of slight hinting, and then Arthur sort of slight picking up it, and then them like sort of weaving into just sort of like, yeah, it'll be cool.
Would you do a speech?
I don't know if you want me to do a speech.
I'd love that, yeah.
If you do, then I'm there. The one thing
I would say is don't be afraid of breaking traditions, because there's some traditions that you force that don't match.
I actually want to get married outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it's like a little bit which is set up outside with the view.
You were supposed to, and then it rained.
Yeah, this is the thing.
No. Were you not?
No, Max.
I thought you were supposed to get married outside.
Are you joking?
Oh, that was.
There was a whole ass venue like upstairs. It was.
Who was then? I don't know. I must have been to another wedding.
Oh, you went to.
Wasn't as good as
yours. Something's wedding where they had all the Greek money all over them.
Yeah, I wish I'd known about that tradition before.
Oh, I know.
I would
honestly
have pretended to be Greek. Just
well, yeah, so me and Andrew were like, Andrew's not religious at all, but he's half Greek Cypriot.
Oh, okay.
So he like is very much like, he loves the Greek culture, and there's this thing called the money dance where they like put shitloads of money all
over
your body.
Pin it onto your clothes.
Oh. And I'm like, I'll do that tradition.
Yeah.
Too right.
I don't know why I envisioned you being naked. This
is so weird. Half of that story.
Like, ow! Ow!
Yeah, I was like, pinning it on.
We did say it might be a bit different with our family because they're a bit tighter, so they might like to throw
coins
at you.
Oh, defo.
And pin 1,000.
Treat like a water fountain.
Yeah, exactly. Some 20p.
Right, well, guys, I feel like we've had a brilliant time.
I know, it's
great. Time.
Are there any more stories that you thought of that you wanted to share or anything?
I have so many horrific ones of you, but I just feel that they can't always be.
Yeah, they don't all need to exist on the internet. No. To be honest with you,
I mean,
that's
they
my
can do. Follow
that.
My TikTok for
Follow Ellie's TikTok.
I'll do a series on horrific things about Max.
What's your TikTok, Ellie? Is it Ellie Belegde? Ellie_Belegde?
It's Ellie Belegde, yeah. Because
I love
Stella's
that.
The
give
better
her a follow,
Belegde.
Guys. Yeah, she thinks she's better Belegde.
I am better Belegde.
Yeah.
She's
tried,
not been
I
given
forced
a chance
her,
yet.
I forced her to start making TikToks like 2 years ago, and then you did it for like a week, and then you stopped.
It's hard. I don't have enough going on in my life. This
yeah.
is the issue.
Yeah, to document.
Like,
oh, bless.
I don't have the energy
no.
to be like, I'm going to make a video. And I know it's only 10 seconds, but then...
It's still a lot.
I'm a busy gal. Yeah.
Wait, you're a busy gal, but you don't have a lot going on in your life.
I'm busy doing the things that are important to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of true that like a lot of the things that you will like just video now are things, are opportunities that you've got
because
you've made videos. So it's
like,
my
normal life, I don't do like literally anything. Yeah. I'm just sitting in the house with Andrew. Like,
no.
Yeah, very true. One story before we finish. I don't even think I've ever told George this. So before we did the useless hotline.
Oh, is this the podcast thing I was going to say before? Yeah.
So I was supposed to do, what do you remember when we went to that big company that we won't name, and we did like this like trial run thing, and it was really weird and like misjointed and bizarre.
Well, we did a fucking weird one.
I did one
that.
With Ellie.
And I remember you said you did a pilot before.
Yes,
that.
I did a pilot. Yeah. So before I'd like fully come up with like, I had the name, the useless hotline, and I knew that I wanted the podcast to be like something like this. but we didn't really know what we were doing, and they made this company were like, you should do a pilot. Yeah. And I was like, well, who
and
should I do
sure
it with?
And they weren't sure whether you should have had a co-host or not a co-host. Yeah.
So I did it with you, and it was the most awkward thing. Well, it was.
It wasn't awkward. It was insane. It was obviously, weird. I knew that this was like important for Max's career, and he wanted to do a podcast. So I was like, I have to just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And when I say he did the weirdest shit, and I just had to smile through it.
A similar thing when we did because you started then just like going on tangents, like trying to just
Because you for context, when I brought the idea to them, they told me that I should not be myself. They told me. They wanted me to do a scripted podcast that was like a Keith like a Lemon character. Sort of thing. Where like it's Max Balegde, but I'm like doing a character.
Yeah, like doing a bit constantly.
So they'd kind of like told me to go down these like chaotic routes of like making up bullshit stories and just being ridiculous. So I did one by myself that none of you saw. That was the most worst moment of my literal life. Like,
yeah, you rang me. You cried like a little bit.
Yes, I was in a room.
You rang me crying.
Oh my god, I was in a studio by myself with like my old manager there and this woman who was recording me, and they both were looking at me like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Max is
I was making up lies. They wanted me to like be this person. So
but then they said you had to remember all the lies and write them down and create a character for yourself.
Yeah. And like and it was like that I had like 7 degrees, like all this weird shit that just made no sense. It was so weird. So then I got my sister to come in and do it.
There was a lot of pressure on me because like I said, you cried like a bitch the last one. Then you ran me up and you were like, I've got another chance. Like
Ellie,
I want to do it my way a little bit, like, but you've got to come in and like so I was like, shit. My mum ran me and was like, you know, this is really important, Ellie. You can't like you've got to just do what he says. And then I went and the stories and thing, I was just abused. Basically,
Ellie
in front
was
of a room
saying,
full of
no,
there was
Ellie.
Like 5 people in front of us. There was 2 people from your old management. There was sound people. There was the lady with the computer. There was those 2 other people.
That's
doing
a lot of pressure, isn't it?
In a tiny room. I was sweating like a bitch as well. They had like the massive lights and it was boiling.
Oh, it was so weird. And I, for some reason, so Ellie would say stuff like, because we both used to work in a chip shop.
Oh
and
God, the
and then I, for whatever reason, was like, yeah, so there was this one really unfortunate time where Ellie fell into the burning oil and deep fried her vagina.
No, you said my labia fell into the burning oil, specifically.
Casually.
Yeah, and you kept, and then just you said, you made up a disease called fat upper pussy disease.
Yes, I did.
like, FUPD, you kept calling it. And then Max would be like, Ellie suffers from FUPD. So I was like, I do. Yeah, so I was like, thinking of all these horrific incidents where my, quote, fat upper pussy disease could get me into, like, bad situations. So, but I was just sat there in front of this group being like, yeah, like, I mean, I can't leave the house. Oh my God.
It was like, it's really impacting my day to night.
Yeah. And you were just like, you've like, yeah, the scenarios you were giving were horrific. And I was just sat there getting absolutely abused.
So,
like,
guys, the useless hotline could have been something very different.
The thing is, somewhere there is a recording of that. Because I remember listening to it in Greece when they sent it through. Oh, I think they absolutely should. Follow me on TikTok and I'll do it.
Share that.
Oh my God.
No, it was bad. But yeah, I just really went with it. And got absolutely destroyed in front of a room full of professionals.
And then you came in.
Yeah,
I know.
And then George also actually suffers from FUPD.
I think it was disorder, not disease.
Yeah,
actually,
fat upper pussy disorder. It was.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
Right. Well. Gets us
on that note.
Yeah.
on that.
That was me and my FUPD. I've got to go.
Well, I mean. George, our sisters came down to the Useless Hotline.
They
did you enjoy it?
I had a great time.
It was lovely. Thank you both so much for coming.
Thank
you. We really appreciate it. We love you both very much.
I feel like we are like our counterparts a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're both like the same but from a parallel universe.
Yeah.
Except we're very no, it's not actually. No, we're just two different sets of siblings, really, aren't we? Yeah.
It's like
I don't know why I tried to make it all like Marvel. I don't know. But yeah, thank you both for coming.
When the episode ends, can you edit it so the song of "We Love Each Other"? That's
a really good idea. That's so a really good idea. Yeah, I think that everybody deserves to listen to it.
And then for Christmas, as your present, I'm going to write you a song.
Oh my Christ, I don't want that actually. Thank
I wrote him a poem for us.
Oh my gosh. Well, right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, George, tell them what they can do.
I thought you were going to try and go for it.
No, I wasn't. I was, and then I realised I can't say that.
If you enjoyed this episode and you're watching, make sure to give it a like, subscribe, ring our notification bell so you're notified Ding. Every time that we upload. If you are listening, give us a 5-star rating, download us so you can listen to us on the go. And Max, what should they do to send in a dilemma?
If you would like to send in a dilemma, please do so via the email theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. And if you would like to send in a voice note, please do that as well. We haven't had as many of those sent in lately since we switched over to email, but send them in, baby. Get our clothing line at theuselesshotline.com. Get our
plugs still time for Christmas presents.
So many plugs. Yeah, just get everything, guys. And love you lots.
If you're in the living in the Chepstow area and you want
baby classes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just music
with
mummy now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Not just mums have to come. Can be for all.
Mums or others. Oh, music right. with
everyone.
Guardians.
What's it called?
Music with Mummy.
Music with Mummy. In the what area?
Chepstow.
Big up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look
my out,
actual
guys.
Business dealings, I can't raise on this.
No. Ellie's just been made redundant, bless her.
Set up a consultancy firm, it's doing really well,
actually. Yeah, well done, Ellie, well done. And
just
follow
me
on TikTok
so I can,
so she can quit my job.
Yeah, thank you. I'll just follow Max around and slate him to shit. if that's what the people want.
Great
I
times.
Will deliver.
I cannot wait. But thank you very much, guys. And stay useless, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
We love each other.
Ooh. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.